Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Bechorus is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner, Le'ilo Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
We're learning Maseches Bechorus, Daf Dalad. We're going to start from the Mishnah, the Banim of Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Kahanim v'Leviim peturim. Kahanim v'Leviim are pater, and the Pashtus means, Rashi says, Kasal k'daitach, that they're pater, meaning from the mitzvah of Pidyon Petach Amar. If a Kohen and a Levi own a female chamar and has a Bechor, they don't have to do the mitzvah of Petach Amar. Mikal v'chaymer, in patru ashal Yisrael b'midbar, dinu shiiftu ashal atzman. Which that's mashma, that if they, the Levi, patted the Yisrael b'midbar, because in the midbar they were told that all the Bechor Yisrael that had a Levi, the 22,000 Bechor Yisrael that had a Levi that was there, so he was pater, and then the 273 Bechorim that didn't have a Levi to pater, they had to give 5 shkolim. So if the Levi was able to pater the Yisrael b'midbar, dinu shiivdu eshel atzman, that tells you that they could pater the Petach Amar. That's stated in the Mishnah, because the pasuk in b'midbar says that there were 22,000 Levim. There were actually 22,300, but the 300 Levim they were Bechorim. So they just patted themselves. You had 22,000 Levim. You had 22,273 Bechorim. So the 22,000 Levim, each one patted a Bechor, and the 273 leftover Bechorim, they had to give 5 Shkolim. So the Mishnah's Mashma, if the Levi patted the Yisrael, so certainly he could patter his Chamar from Pidyon Petach Amar. So that the Gemara asked the Kasha, Inu Patri, Adam Adam Pater, Behema Behema Patra. They didn't patter the behemoths. Each person patted a person, and their behemoths patted the behemoths. The siv kakas levim takas bechor bnei Yisrael, his behemoths levim takas behemtam. The levim patted the bechorim, and the behemoths levim patted the behemoths. So what does the Mishnah say? That if the levim patted the bechorim, so certainly the levim could patter their own behemoths. What's the shaychus? The people only patted the people. So the two pshatim in the Gemara, Abaye and Rava. Abaye says the pshat is that since their behemoths patterned the Yisrael's behemoths, like it says, it's behemoths Levim tachas behemtam, so the behemoths of Levim patterned the behemoths b'chayim of the Yisraelim. So dinush the shetafkiya shalatzman. So certainly the behemoths of the Levim could patter their own chamayim. And then the Gemara later is going to ask Akasha, what about the Levim that don't have behemoths? But that's how Abaye learned, that the Gemara is making a direct limud from the fact that the behemoths Levim patted the behemoths Yisraelim, so who within the behemoths Levim could patter their own behemoths Bechayim? So the Gemara says, Amle Rava, first of all, the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says, Impachu Asher Yisrael, which is Mashma, they themselves patter. And second of all, if you're going to say the behema of the Levim, since it patted the behemoths of Yisrael, so it should patter their own behemoths, so why went to the patter that didn't behema Tyre also? Why wouldn't if a Levi would have a Bechor Behem Torah, why would that be Pater? The Mishnah says in the beginning of the second parakle, Niftu Bechor Behem Torah, Alim Pidyon Ben Petach Amar, that there's no Ptur from Behem Torah. If a Levi or a Kayin has a Behem Torah, then is a Bechor. It doesn't have Dushas Bechor. It's only Pidyon Ben and Petach Amar. So Rava says another pshat, that the Kain of Levium is trying to, the Mishnah is first saying that the Kain of Levium, since they patted the Yisrael, they patted themselves from the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. That when they have a son, they don't have to give 5 shlom for Pidyon HaBen. If they could patter a Yisrael, so koshkin they could patter themselves. And that's saying, no, Adam is patter. Now, how do you know Pidyon Petach Amar is patter? That's a mehekish. That the hekish says, achpadei tifteh es b'chadim skor behemeteh tifteh, Kol sheyesh nebuchar adam yesh nebuchar behemet tmeya, v'chol she'ein nebuchar adam ein nebuchar behemet tmeya, that if the kainim and levim are not in bechar adam, they don't have to pay to their own becharim, so who within the hekesh tells you they don't have to do the behemet tmeyas? And behemet tmeyas is no hekesh, and b'mel, that's where the chayiv and pinyon of behemet tmeyas. But according to Rava, you can't learn out from the fact that their behemoths patterned the Yisrael's behemoths, that doesn't teach you that their behemoths patterned their own behemoths. And Tais talks about why not. He says, Rashi is mashma faker, because we need this hekesh, that teaches you that the behemoths alone is not a reason, and that's why it only works for behemoth tmei, which is in the hekesh, not for behemoth terim. Tais says, it's a little shver. Tais asks, L'chai, we need the hekesh for other things. So Tais says that the pshat is that Rava held that here, by the people, it's the Kedusha's Levi, the Levi's Kedusha, that patterned the Yisrael from Bechayr, so then his Kedusha could pater himself from needing Bechayr. Mashenki and the Behemoth Levim, they don't have any Kedusha. And mainly you can't learn out that the Behemoth Levim that don't have Kedusha could pater the Behemoth Yisrael. And Taisus also says, what's Pshat in Abayi? If Abayi says you could learn out Behemoths, how does he answer Rav's Kasha? Rav's Kasha was that why don't they pater the Behemoth Torah? So Taisus says, a Svarim, that Dafka by Pidyon Petach Amar, where it's not going to the Mizbeach, then we say that if the Kayim and the Levi could pater the Behemoths Yisrael, Koshkin they could pater their own Behemoths. Mashenke and Bechar Behemoth Torah, which goes to the Mizbeach, Adarabba, the Kohen and the Levi have a bigger tzad mizbeach, and mimele you wouldn't say a kal v'chayim at the patef and behemet Torah, which is supposed to go to the mizbeach. Ad kan the sugya l'fi Taisus. So two things about Taisus. One is Taisus is mashma. Taisus really says beferish that when the pasuk says kachas leviim tachas kol b'char b'mnei yisrael v'es behemus leviim tachas behemtam, it includes behemus Torahs. In the Midbar, all the behemoth tires of Bechayrim of the Israelim were all patted by the behemoth of the Levim. And the Machlekes Abayi and Rav is just in Svaris of the Kal V'chaymer. Abayi said we can make a Kal V'chaymer for the behemoths if they patted the Yisrael, they could patted their own only Legabit Tmei, not Legabit Tahira. And Rav says, no, if they're making Kal V'chaymer Legabit Tmei, so you'll make a Legabit Tahira also. Now Abayi says Tahira is different because it has its Ad Mizbeach. And Rav holds, Dafka Lagabi, they themselves, which their Kedusha is what's pattering, then you can make a Kal V'chaymer that'll patter themselves. Vashayk in the Behemoth, it's not the Behemoth's Kedusha that's pattering. But Rashi in Chumash, in Parashas by Midbar, on the Pasuk of his Behemoth's Levium, it's Perek Gimel Pasuk Memhei, Rashi says like this, like, Podu Behemoth's Levium is Bechari Behemoth Torah Yisrael. Elas Pitchei Chamereim. There was no such thing that the Behemoth Levim patted the Bechor Behemoth Torah. There was no turn the Bechor Behemoth Torah. They talk had to bring the Bechoris. All it patted was a pitcher Chamereim. V'se'echot shel ben Levi patted kama pitcher Chamereim shel Yisrael. Like Agamar says, Teide she'emana oifim ba'adav emana oifim be'behemoth. It didn't say how much extra was in the Behemoth. Eistais, one sev Levi kapata all the pitcher Chamereim of the Yisrael. So Rashi in Chumash says very clearly that there was no din. There was no din p'tur, they didn't pat the b'chlau, the behemus tayrus. So the Maral asks, if they didn't pat the behemus tayrus, so what's Rav's kasha here? What's Rav's kasha misa filim mechar behemus tayrus niftru? But that wasn't the way it was done in the Midbar. In the Midbar, they only patted the chamayim. They didn't pat the behemus tayrus. So the chayir ashes k'negin agamara. Agamara, Rav's kasha nabayim clearly indicates it didn't pat the behemus tayrus. So how could Rashi and Chumash say they didn't patter the behemoth Torahs? As I'm begging the Mefarshim on Rashi. Now, Leiduch, he said, there is a shtickle right to Rashi from later in the Gemara, because the Gemara brings the Yisayit, and we'll speak about this later in the Shia, that one set could patter Kama Pitcher Chamayim, because you see in the Midbar, the set of the Bnei Levi, one set could patter Kama Pitcher Chamayim, because otherwise we would have had to mention the Eidvim. By the Bechayim, it says that there was 273 which weren't counted because they were more than the Levim. Why did it say about all the Behemoths you saw there was more than the Behemoths of Levim? Isis are all a Nifta. So you see that we're discussing the Din of Petach Amarim. We're discussing a Seh being part of the Chamarim of the Levim. Now you don't have such a Din of Pidyon by a Bechar Behemoth Torah. There's no such thing. So if this is Stam a Din, that all the behemoths Levim somehow become b'makom the bechayrus of the Yisrael, even bechayr behemoth Torah, how b'chlal could you learn it out to the din of Petach Amar b'chlal? Even though the Gemara says a limud of them, a kesef l'dayrus v'nem a sel l'dayrus, just like kesef l'dayrus was the same thing, the five slums, so sel also is the same thing. But that sounds like it's the same inyan of Petach Amar, that you're doing it, you're being paid to the Petach Amar, that's what's Ledeiris. You don't have this thing of Bechar Bein Matayr Ledeiris Bechlau. But the Shaila is, Agamar is clearly saying that Ihachi, even Bechar Bein Matayr Shepater. So what's the pshat? So the Maral says two mahalchim. The first mahalch is, he wants to say a different reason why Abayi does learn it out from Makal V'chayim and Rava doesn't. Because according to Abaya, the Yisayit HaDavar is just like a Levi could take the place of a Bechar, a behemah of a Levi could take the place of a Bechar of Yisrael. A behemah Bechar of Yisrael. So if that's the pshat, that the kachas leviim tachas Bechar b'nei Yisrael, ves behemah leviim tachas behemtam is one din. Just like by the Levi replaces the Bechar, the behemah of the Levi place replaces the Bechar behemah of the b'nei Yisrael. So then it has nothing to do with behemah. Tmei has nothing to do with the seh. It's a din. Since the Levim have behemoths, these behemoths the Levim own are somehow b'makom the Bechayim, and they pater all the Bechayim. It's not a din of pidin b'chalal. It's not a din of pidin petach hamar. Just like the Levim tachas the Bechayim b'nei Yisrael is not a din of pidin. The five slon for the ones who are edif is a din of pidin. But the Levim tachas the Bechayim b'nei Yisrael is no shachas to pidin. So the behemoths Levim also is no shachas to pidin. So Mela, since if a Levi has a behemah, that pot is a Bnei Yisrael, from their Bechayim, so Kolshkin, if a Levi has a behemah, a pot is his own Bechayim, that he doesn't have to be Nayagini Dine Bechayim, because he has a behemah. So according to Abaya, there's Takano Chilbini Mehemah Tmei Mehemah Torah. Why should there be a Chilak? It says, it's behemah Slevim Takas Behemdom. Any type of Bechayim, whether it's Bechayim Behemah Torah, Bechayim Behemah Tmei, is going to be pated because of the behemoth Levim. Mashegin Levi Rava holds it wasn't the pshat that if a Levi happens to have a behemoth, so that behemoth is aimed b'makom the Bechor behemoth of Yisrael, and Mela pates just like the Levi is aimed b'makom the Bechor of the Yisrael and pates. That's not the vart. The vart is pinyon. There's a din pinyon. Normally you have to have your own set to be paida. In the midbar, the Torah said a Levi set could be paid even if it doesn't belong to the Yisrael. But it goes to Midin Pinyin. So if it's working Midin Pinyin, so Pinyin is only by Bechor Behemet Tmei. There's no such thing as Pinyin by Bechor Behemet Torah. So that's Gufan of Achleikas of Bayin Rava. And Bayin holds that Stamad Din, that the Levi owning a Behemet, that Behemet will be B'makam the Bechor and be Mafkir Ektushas Bechor. Just like the Levi himself, the Adam, is Mefdimokan the Bechar, Adam of Nei Yisrael, is Mefkirik Dushas Bechar. So, fact, Rav, if that's true, Avadrat Din would be by Tahirim or so, Stam Afka, and then Oibazai, if you have a Kalvachimer. So, the fact that the Levi would own Behemoth should be Mefkir all his Bechirim or so from that Kedusha. So, Mel is like, Rav, no, it's a Din Pinyin. A Din Pinyin would only be by Patach Amar. And once it's Din Pinyin, the Bechal can't learn it out. You can't learn out Afka. It would have to be a Din Pinyin, and then the Dairis of Adda the Levi would have to give. It would have to be paid. It would have to give the set to a Kayin. So that's what Rava says. It's a Hekish. The Din Afka is only by the Adam. But since it's a Din Afka by an Adam, we mainly have a Hekish. The Mechar Adam, Mechar Behemet Meya Tifte, the Kol Sheinim Mechar Adam, Meinim Mechar Behemet Meya. So the Hekish part is then for Behemet Meya, and Behemet Toyo the Takachayev. That's the first mahalach of the Maral. The only thing he doesn't like about it is that when Rav Safra asked the kasha to Abaya, Rav Safra said that I have a kasha on you and a kasha on Rav. What was the kasha on you? He goes, why don't you say that only a Levi who has a seh, he should be pater, his behemoth should be pater, but a Levi that doesn't have a seh, so his behemoth shouldn't be pater. According to Abaya, there's no shachas to a seh. Behemah Salavim, Mistachas Behemdom, Mistama Chamar Pat is a Chamar, a Shar Pat is a Shar, a Seh Pat is a Seh, Eis Pat is an Eis. But the Gemara Lechar is Mavur that even Kuntu Abayin said didn't that he needed a Seh. So what's Takim Shat? So he says, maybe in a Chanami, Rav Safra really wasn't talking to Abayin directly. He wasn't being Mechalik. This thing about a Seh is really a Sprach for Rava. Rava holds he said was a Seh Pat is a Chamar. By old Stam, all behemoths Levim Pat, all behemoths Yisrael. He just used the Lashon which you would use according to Rava, but it's Ein Echanami. It's not Meduktik according to Abaya. But then he says another pshat that maybe even according to Abaya the said is he needed a Seh. Because you don't find Stam that behemoths could be aimed at Mokim behemoths. You only find that a Seh could be aimed at Mokim a Chamar. But you still have to say the same word, that Abaye Elder wasn't Pinyin. If it's Pinyin, there's not Shach HaKal V'Chaim. If it's Pinyin, so good. So the Levim also would have to do a Pinyin. And the Darius, the Pinyin is given to a Kain. If it's Pinyin, you can't have a Kal V'Chaim and it should be Potter. Now Abaye Elder wasn't Pinyin. Maybe it was with a Seh, because that's what you find, that by Pinyin it works the Seh. So here also the Aimid B'Makam was a Seh. For the Yisayit is a Zel B'Yisayit. According to Abaye, it's not Pidyon. According to Abaye, just like it says, Kach, Eselvim Tachas B'Choy B'nei Yisrael, means Stama Afkos Kedusha, Oim B'Markam, so Behemis Levim Tachas B'Hemtam, even if you're going to say it's a Seh Tachas L'Chamayim, but it's not Pidyon, it's Stama Afkos Kedusha, because the Levi has a Seh, Memelis Mefkida Kedusha, of the B'Chayim, of the Behemis of Yisrael. So in that, Rava says, now you can have a Kavachayim, and by that you can have a Kavachayim, so it's Mefkia, the Kedusha from the B'chayim Levim themselves own, and there's a Ptur. And that Rava says, that Svar should apply to Behemis Torah Sosa. Where are you going to make a Chilik? And Rava does learn the Kavachayim, and the reason why he doesn't learn Kavachayim is because it's not Afka, it's Pidyon, it's a Din Pidyon. Like the Gemara later, you learn a Dine Pidyon from it, that Seach is paid to Kama Pitcher Chamayim. And I beside is b'chol l'makim for the kavachayim. You'd have to say that the kavachayim is dafka by the adam, and the b'chor b'emet t'mei is no defa mehekesh. As I state the maral, and b'emes and kamat, the same thing as in the Chazon Ish, with his signet, also b'lazim Moshe Horowitz in the back, says the same thing. In the Sham Shulfal Hirsch Chumash, he writes this in Lashon Kodesh in his thing, that he writes that Ravis Kasha, in Misa, filo b'chor b'emet t'ayr nifteru, not the pshat that Abaye held that they were mafkira b'chor b'eim Torah from Yisrael. That wasn't the pshat. And the pshat was, if you're going to go with your svar that it was afka and not a pidyon, so that should taka work for b'eim Torah also. But really, no one says it works for b'eim Torah. He says, when Rashi says here, im isa the dashina kavachay megabi b'heima, so mi b'chor b'eim Torah niftru levim, the b'eim Torah did who hefkia b'eim Yisrael, he's saying the behemoth Torah did who Afkir behemoth Yisrael means that the Seh was Mefkir the Chamayrim. But Abaye also is masking that the behemoth Torah of Yisrael weren't Nifka Bechlal. But since the behemoth Torah of the Levim was Mefkir the Bechayrim, the Pet the Chamayrim, Samel, why shouldn't they be Mefkir the behemoth Torah also? Elamai, it's Pidyon. If it's Pidyon, you can't learn out of Kal Vechayrim. I saw in the Sefer Sha'ar, and he brings it in the Sefer Moshe V'Skenim, which is brought from the Bali Tesis, he mamish says the same word from Avig Dekayin Tzedek. And that one's Ravis Kasha, if you're going to learn like you, Abaya, that it's Afka, so why wasn't it Mafkiya Behemoth Tayers? Elamai wasn't Afka, B'chalo's opinion. So our verse says that Tesis didn't learn that way. Tesis learned that according to Abaya and according to Rav, it was an Afka of the Behemoth Tayers. So also he says, Vitzarechi and Gadol. Because Tesis seems to learn Lamaisa was Mafkiya the Behemoth Tayers. And what he means by Tzarechi and Gadol is because the sugya that learns out the Dine Pidyon Peta Chamar from the Dine Malavim to tell you that a Chamar Achad, that a Seh Achad, Peta the Kama Pitcher Chamarim, Lechar is learning its opinion. If he's learning its opinion, it's Bechalan Shaykh by Behem Matayra. And if it's Afko, which is Shaykh by Behem Matayra, so how can you learn that Dine Pidyon Peta Chamar from it? That's why he blibes Tzarechi and Gadol. Al-Kabanim, that's how the Maral and Kama other Achreinim learn the Machlegis of Bayin Rav is an Afka is a Pidyon. If it's Afka, then you can learn a Kal V'chayim from it. If it came Afkir, the Behemoth Yisrael, so Koshkim Afkir, their own Behemoths. But then Rav is Kashis, if it's Afka, so why doesn't it work by Behemoth's Tyrus or so? Elamites, Pidyon, don't have a Kal V'chayim, you'll need a Pidyon, Ladeiris, just like every Yisrael needs a Pidyon, Ladeiris. This din they could use a Levi Seth for their own Pidyon was if I don't need a Din L'shah. So Mela, you have to say that the Afka is on the Kedushas Bechor Adam, and Kedushas Bechor Behemet Tmei is learned from Mehekesh, that's Rava. So there's a Lacha L'maisa. Kanim and Levim, the Patev from Pidyon HaBen, Bechor Adam, and they're also Patev, they own a Chamar, there is no Din Pidyon Peta Chamar. The term, the end of Simon Shin Chafal, says, who then if they're Meshutif in a Chamar, they're also Patev. The Beis Yosef says, just like you say from Kol Yisrael, that you remind a shutvis of a guy has to be kulei shel Yisrael. Who didn't call Yisrael is remind a shutvis of a kain and a levi. It's not kulei shel Yisrael. They have a shutvis. It's not kulei shel Yisrael. Now the Divrei Chamudis on the Rosh, it's in the beginning here. Ois Tess, he declares that what about bezman hazeh? Bezman hazeh we say that kahanim are not miyuchasim. They're called sveikus. They have a din achazaka, but he says it's only a chazaka ba'alma. So it should make sense, he says, that a kayim bezman hazeh who owns a chamar, a female chamar, and gets a bechor, he should be mafish hasek, he keep this out, so maizk mel v'rayi, but if she mafish hasek, vein shaloi, just like by a safik pinyin pet the chamar. It should be a safik deraisa. It should be a suffix, especially if you'll pet the chamar is also ba'ana, and you need the pinion to be matir ba'ana. So you have to mafresh to say, you have a pinion, now you're matir ba'ana. And mamela, you can keep the say, you don't have to give it to a kain. But why shouldn't they be mechuyev to do it, pashin al suffix? But he says, l'maisa, the baiskim don't say it. The baiskim don't say, shulchan aruch is saysim, that kanim leviyim apate, they don't say they should be mafresh b'zman hazeh al suffix. The Gilyam Arshah from Reb Shloim Eger in Simin Shinhei Sif Yud Ches, he says clearly that the pshat is that the Divrei Chamud is only meant to look at the pidyon petach hamar. Like I said, that's the word of a suffix to be matir ba'ana. Suffix derais l'chumras to do it, but as far as giving it to a kain and who would then pidyon and ben, which all there is the mitzvahs nesina to a kain, avad they could say hamaytzik ve'el v'raya, it's a suffix mam and they have a cheskes kain and they don't have to do it. They get in the Kahanim are a suffix. It's a whole sugya. There's a Rivash in Simon Tzadik Dalet that talks about it, and the Marish Dam brings it, and the Shailas, it could be they were even Mekel in certain cases, by Shvuya or by Chalutza, things that are Isidur Abanan to a Kain, or Shvuya especially, because it's only called a suffix Isser, so maybe it's like a sex Sveka. Kamet Shuvas are written about this Inyan. Comes from a sugya in Ksuvis that Kahanim that only had a chazak of kachei gvul, they couldn't eat kachei hamikdash when Ezra came, and the pshat is only chumah derabanan, that's the psak of the Rambam in Perichah Hilchos Isuri Bia, that Kahanim could only eat chumah derabanan, they can't eat chumah deraisa. So avadah the mechuyev to be machmer in the dinim of Kahanim, the mechuyev not to be metami lemesim and not to marry the nashim sulas to a kain. But the pshat is still, it blives up as a suffix. And you can amol be mekel in some of the dinim. So the shaila, so what about lekula? Could they name under a kain lekula? Doesn't come up so much lekula to be a kain, but here it comes up to pater themselves from pinyan petach hamar. You see, there's a shailas yaivitz. It's a chelik alef simen kufnen hey. It's brought in the piskei tshuva in simen chenei sifyud beis. He wants to say that there the Shulchan Aruch says, Kanim should not be ruggled to return the 5 slum they get for Pidyon HaBen. They shouldn't do it. So that way, there'll be mafs at other Kanim. If you have Kanim that always give it back, so everyone's going to be paid by them, so they can get it back. So maybe they shouldn't do it. But the Rabbi Yaakov Ender said, the minig in this time was Kanim did give it back with Derech Klal. And he wanted to say, to help the minig, that the pshat is that since they're kanim suffix, so mela, they should give it back, because it's a shaylik zela. Maybe you're not a kain, it's a shaylik zela, you should give it back. And he says, kamati also midini, you should give it back. It's a shaylik zela. He says, kamati says that. And he also says an interesting thing. He says he thinks that somebody should be paid as bechar by all the kanim he could, as many kanim as he possibly could, because they're not vade kanim. Maybe he'll end up getting a kain. But that, the Achrayim are very upset at the Chassam Seifim. And Reish Tzadik Aleph says that Tshuva Shailas Yaivitz say Nirin Loy, and other Achrayim argue. Even he says that he doesn't think a Kayin himself should give opinion on Ben, because he says, then he'll stop being Mekel and Kedushas Kuna. He won't be Nizer, not marrying a Nosh Isha that's Psul Lakuna or being Metame Lemesim. But then Lechay Devartis is a Suffolk Mammon, even a Suffolk. You say Suffolk Mammon Lekula. What's a Shaila Suffolk Gezel? It's a Suffolk Mammon. And the Pshat is, if he gets the money, he should have to give it back. The guy gave him the money knowing there's a Suffolk Kayim. But that's the way he ate to the mitzvah. How is he going to be ate to the mitzvah? You say Mechah Chazak, you don't have another choice. He's not fooling him at all. What's a Shaila Gzela? Yeah, the Gilyam Arshah there, from Shloim Meik argues, he argues very stark on him. But he's saying the Divrei Chamud is a Torah of Petach Hamar, not giving money, just as Isser. I saw it right down that the Yabin Yaman said that the Paiskim say that whatever the Muhsagin, that works even for Yisurin. Because you see the Kahanim Duchen, even though there's an Issa for Azar to Duchen. But the Emes is the base of Ephraim and Arachayim Simon Vav. He's trying to explain the minig. Why is it that we talk in Chutzlars who don't Duchen? We only Duchen on Yamtiv. So he also, that's the reason why. Because since we're not Kahanim Vadam, so there's a big Shaila Eilan of Duchen. If you're not a kain, you'll be even asay. So Meili says that's pshat in the minig that they don't duchen every day. They duchen on yantiv just to be maxing themselves in a kain. That much they do. The ma'aser they have a psacheskes kain, and they want to keep up the chazaka. So Meili, they duchen mamish sporadically, but they duchen every day. It's not kedai, because if you're not a kain, you'll be even iser every day. So it could be any chenami. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael, the minig to duchen was gebait on this idea that no, since they're muzik to duchen, so Meili they're allowed to duchen. The line of duchen every day also, whatever the muchzik in, they're not considered a suffik. Maybe that worked for Petach Amar also. That would explain why the Eka Paiskim don't bring down the Divrei Chamudais. Upon the Shulchan Aruch and the Eka Nais the Kalem, same in Estam, the Kanam Vim Abturim. It's a Kloli Sticker Shaila. If you light a Nem on, the Cheskis Kayin, the Kula, or only a Chumra, and the Kula, you have to Nem it on for a suffik and try to get out of Sveikis as much as possible. So let's get back to the sugya. One aura like this, that the Gemara makes a hekish, that Kahanim and Levim don't have a din of Pidyon Petach Amar, because since they don't have a din of Bechor Adam, and Bechor Adam, like we said, we learn out from the fact that they patted the Yisraelim Sokoshkin, they patted themselves. So they have no din of Bechor Adam. And Behemet Meisum Hekish, it says Achpali Tifte, it's Bechor Adam, it's Bechor Behemet Tifte, Kol Sheesh Bechor Adam, Yeshu Bechor Behemet Meia, Kol Sheenim Bechor Adam, Enim Bechor Behemet Meia. So the Sefer Maknin Kedushin, the Gemara learns out from Padei Tifta that someone who shayach pidyon by themselves is shayach pidyon on their children, on their son, Mashen Keni Isha, which doesn't have a din pidyon because it's only Bechar Zachar, so she's not Mechuyiv to be paid their son. So Chayin and Isha is not Bechar Adam. So, Aibazai, in fact, the Sefer Maknin, you should say that the Isha is not Mechuyiv in the pidyon pet the Chamar. Let's say Isha owns the Chamar. She shouldn't be mechuyev in pinyin petach amar. So Sefer Maknin says enechinami. Lechar ish is potter from pinyin petach amar, even though it's a mitzvah say shalei as man grama. From this hekish, since she's potter in pinyin haben, so who then should be potter in pinyin petach amar? And what's bothering him is that there's a tshuvas Rashbam, which we'll speak a little bit more by Richus. It's in Chelek Aleph Simin Shin Samach Vav. It's brought in the Beis Yosef at the end of Simin Shin Chaf Aleph and in the Ramah. That discusses if a kehenes or a levia owns a chamar. Is she chayiv and pinyin pet the chamar? Kayin and a levi, a potter. How about a kehenes and a levia? We're going to discuss that soon. That's very, very much negeya to the next sugya. But al kopanim, he says, l'chay you see from the Rajba passes l'maisa, kehenes and levia is potter from pinyin pet the chamar. Just like we have this din that Shugamar brings, that a levia, which has a bechar, Paterechem Tali Rechmana. So she's Pater from Bechar Adam. So Udin Levia is Pater from Bechar Behemet Tmeya from the same Hekish. But it sounds like Dafka because she's a Levia. What about any Isha? Any Isha is Pater from Pinyin Aben. So every Isha should be Pater in Pinyin Petach Amar. So Zag the Sefer Amakna, Eina Chanami, she's Pater. But the thing is, every Isha, she's Pater from Pinyin Aben, fine. But her Ben is still a Bechar. Nafkamina, that the Ben's father has to be paid. Or let's say he doesn't have a father, he has to be paid himself when he gets older. So the Ben is still a Bechar. It's just, she's Pater for being paid to him. By a Levia, so the Ben's not even a Bechar. No one has to be paid to him. The father's a Yisrael, doesn't have to be paid to the Ben. The Ben, when he gets old, doesn't pay to himself. The fact that she's a Levia is Mafkiim totally from being a Bechar. So who a din? A Levia owns a Chamar. It's not a din pet the chamar at all. Now, Shenkin and Isha zokta azai. And Isha ain't a chanami, she's not mechuyev to give the set to a kain. But the chamar is still a chamar. And pet the chamar is also bano. And if you're not mechuyev to give the set to a kain, you at least would have to be mafish the set and keep it. So it does look the same for Makna, that's the halacha. And Isha doesn't have to give the set to the kain, but she has to be mafish the set and keep it because the chamar is still a pet, the chamar is still a bechar, just like her bechar is still a bechar, just she's not mechievis in pinyin, who then her pet, the chamar is still a bechar, now she's not mechiev to give it to the kain, she has to be mafresh a seh. If she's a levia, that's the rajba, that there her bechar is bechal not a bechar, so there her pet, the chamar is pater in gansin, it's bechal not considered a pet, the chamar. That was like the sefer amakna, it's in Kedushin, on daf chavtes. But the Dvar of Ram, it's in Simon Zion Eischess, he says that the Rambam is not mashman away. The Rambam says a Loshin, mitzvahs that say liftus kol adam Yisrael petach amar beset. He's not mamayit nashim. And the chinuch is even more beforeish, the chinuch and mitzvah of beis writes that the mitzvahs nehegas gam in the kevais. So you see from the chinuch and the mashmayis of the Rambam, and also there's Ashmad the Sapayskim, no one mentions that the Isha is not mechuyif to give it and should have to be paid it and not give it. It sounds like an Isha is Mechuyiv and Petach Amar. But why do you say this Hekish? So he says that the Hekesh is only going on the Ikedin Bechor. The Hekesh that says that someone who's not the Bechor Adam, is not the Bechor Behemet Tmeya, is going on whether it has a Din Bechor. Anytime this person, their Bechor, doesn't have a Din Bechor Adam, so who a Din, their Bechor of the Chamar, doesn't have a Din of Bechor Behemet Tmeya. But Lagabi the Mechayiv of giving it, who's Mechayiv in the Mitzvahs Bechor Adam, and who's mechuyev in the mitzvahs pet the chamar? The heck is not going on that bechlal. He says in Ridl Gazi, he says, he says it, he explains maybe why you wouldn't say nekesh l'max. The Emzer Shash pretty much says also the same thing. The pshat is an Isha's bechar is a bechar. She's not mechuyevist to do it, so he'll do it himself. Mashenke by a chamar, who else is going to do it, Zakhtar Shash? Obviously, the owner is going to have to be the one to do it. He writes in the brackets a more yeshivish way of saying the svara, which is come out what the Rishash is saying. That opinion on Ben, who's supposed to do the opinion on Ben? The father. So an Isha Be'etzim would be Mechayiv in opinion on Ben, but she happens not to be a father. It's not a Ptur Nashim. It's a Din, Dafka the father. It's a Metzias. Vashayin in opinion Pet the Chamar, that's telling the owner. So an Isha's Bechar is a Bechar. That she's not Mechayiv is not because she's an Isha. It's because she happens not to be a father. A Leviya that paters a son from Pinyan Aben, the pshat is her son is Mufka from being a Pinyan Aben, so Mela, she paters a Chamar also from Pinyan Aben al Tzehekish. But an Isha doesn't pater a son. So how come she's not Mechuyiv? Not because an Isha is not Mechuyiv. Because a mother is not Mechuyiv. Mashenke by Chamar, she's the Bailam. She's the Bailam. Savada, she's Mechuyiv. Just he writes, Ein Uchi Neichi. He doesn't like the signin. You'd rather just say it in the more passionate way that the Hekesh is not discussing the Chiyav, the Hekesh is discussing the Ikedin Bechar. The Ish is Patef in the Chiyav, has nothing to do with the Ikedin Bechar. Whoever doesn't have a Din Bechar Adam doesn't have a Din Bechar Behemet Meyah. But like I've been a Chiyav, the Hekesh is not going on that. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Amalei Rav Safra L'Abayim, Rav Safra L'Kashin Abayim, L'Doch Ta'amrit Behemtam, you will learn that the Afka, that the reason why Leviim are Patef and Pinyan Bet the Chamar, since the Behemoth patted the Yisrael's Bechayim, such a patted their own Bechayim, so Ben Levi the Avalei said the Ifka Lifka, the Avalei said the Lifka Lai Lifka. So only those who had Behemoths patted the Yisrael's Behemoths. Those that didn't have Behemoths didn't pat the Yisrael's Behemoths. So Ben Levi, which didn't have Behemoths, so he should be Chayiv and Pinyan Bet the Chamar. And Ben Lidach Ben Lerava, both according to you and Rava, are Ben Chaydish. The Ifka Lifka, if he's already a month old, so he was Mafkia, because he was part of the Minyan. So Mamela, that's why he should be part of Binyan Pet HaChamar, or from Binyan HaBen, from his own Binyan HaBen. But Parchas HaMechadish, Lo Yifka, Lo Lifka. And Rashi learns, it means that all the Levim that were Bechayim, that were Parchas HaMechadish, they should have to pay 5 shkolim. We don't find they have to pay 5 shkolim. Why not? The only reason why the Levim were parted from the 5 shkolim is because since they were mefkia, the Bechayi Yisrael, so kal v'chayim is a mefkia satsma. But the Ben Chaydish was not mefkia the Bechayi Yisrael, so he shouldn't be mefkia satsma. And then the Gemara says the Leviya shouldn't be that mefkia because the Noshim weren't counted, the Leviyas weren't counted. So why are they chayiv in Pinyan? Why are they parted from Pinyan and Ben? Allah mam revanab rahava Leviya sheyolda b'na parted micham ishloim. Why are they potter when they give birth? They're potter from 5 shloim. Chose to be they were never mafkia. And then the Gemara was asked from Aaron. That Aaron wasn't part of the minyan. So why would he be mafkia? So the Gemara answers the terutzim hukshu kol leviyim adadi. So that would answer Aaron, and that would answer the Bachas of Ben Chaydish, and that would answer the Levi Shein Laiseh. That all leviyim are hukish la adadi. But Lagabi leviyim is a machlekes rashi and taisis and pshat. Because the Gemara says about Leviya that the reason why Leviya Sheyolda, a Leviya that has a child, even from Yisrael, is part of Meislam, she was a Mefkia. Halei Kasha, could a my brother of Yisuf Mishmei Derav Adam Bepet Derechem Tala Rechmana? That goes like my brother of Yisuf Mishmei Derav and it said Bepet Derechem Tala Rechmana. But Rashi holds you still have to come on to the Hekesh. Bepet Derechem Tala Rechmana is only half the Teretz. Comes to the Gemara later in Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara later in Daf Mem Zayin brings this din that Leviya, that's Yolda B'nah Pata Mecham Eshlam. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, what about the Mishmachayis and the Beis HaVaisim Ksif? How could you say that Leviya that gives birth to husbands of Yisrael, that B'nah is Pata from Eshlam? We know he's not a Levi. You go bus to the father. So since he's not a Levi, so why are you Pater for Meislon? So Gemara, this is two Terutzim. Rav Papa said a Teretz is talking about that the father's a guy. So he's not Miyuchas after the guy. So since his father's a guy, he's not Miyuchas after the guy. So in that case, he would be considered a Levi. And then the Gemara says the Teretz, Mari Breder Aveisim, Mishmei Derava, that even though he's Mesaber from a Yid, and Be'etzim is not a Levi, but Legabi Pidyan Ben is considered a Levi. Because Pidyan Ben, Petarechem Talarechmana, since his mother's a Levi and it goes by Sepetarechem, Legabi Pidyan Ben is considered a Levi. But according to Rashi, that only answers the question why Bechal is a Levi. But Lemaisa, we have another Kasha. Even a Ben Chaydish was certainly a Levi, or a Levi Shein Leisel, if he had by, he was certainly a Levi. Or Aaron HaKayin, who's certainly from Shevet Levi, but he wasn't Mefkiah the Becharis B'Midbar. Here also, the Leviah, the mother, wasn't Mefkiah the Becharis B'Midbar. So Peter Echem only answers why Bechlal is a Levi. But we still have a Kasha. It's a Levi which wasn't Mefkiah the Becharis B'Midbar. His mother wasn't Mefkiah the Becharis B'Midbar. So now the Teretz is Hukshakal Leviim Kula Adadi. And Hukshakal Leviim Kula Adadi works with the Leviah Isoso. All Leviim have the same din. It doesn't matter if they were Mefkiah, they were Mefkiah. Since most of the Leviim were Mefkiah, and the male, they have a din Ptur of Chamish Lam. So Hukshakal Leviim, they all get the din, even the Ben Chaydish, even Arain, and even the Leviah. So that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. But Taisus learns that Peter Rechem is a teretz to the whole kasha. When you have Peter Rechem, you don't have to come on to Hukshakal Leviim Kula Adadi. Peter Rechem is a teretz to the kasha. And since the Peter Rechem told her Rechmana, it doesn't make a difference that she's not Mefkia. She's a bissel shver. L'chayr Peter Rechem is a good swear to say that he's considered from Sheva Levi l'gabi pidyon ben, because Peter Rechem told her Rechmana. But even Sheva Levi Gufa, at this point, the Gemara was saying, if you're Mefkia, then you're Pater. If you're not Mefkia, you're not no Pater. L'maisa, his mother wasn't Mefkia. So what's the teretz of Peter Rechem? So on the Gilin, Rabbeinu Gershom says that the svara is that Leviah he mishevet shepater nebuchayre sheilu haisa he zachav haye buchar haye pater avin on nami bama oisa rechem sheyepater buchar maisa zachar. Somehow the pet the din svara pet the rechem toler rechman is not stam saying that Leviah goes busting a mother also. Pet the rechem toler rechman is saying that you have to dan keilu the mother was a zachar. What would be if the mother was a Zachar? Would it pater? Yeah, because if the mother was a Zachar, she'd be Mefkiah to Bechari Yisrael also. So Ayba Zay, they didn't pater Rechem Lachmana, means that Dana Kilo, she's a Zachar. Dafish name Pshat, but that's what it says in Rabbeinu Gershom. That's what Taiz Lachar has to learn. According to Rashi, pater Rechem doesn't tell you that you're Dana like she's a Zachar. Pater Rechem tells you that he's considered from Sheva Levi, all he didn't have pater Rechem, but you still have a Kasha. Mamaisa's mother wasn't Mefkiah Bechar. So the same kash of Ben Chaydish, the same kash of Aaron, and the same Teres of Ukshakal Leviim Kula Adadi. According to Teresus, Peter Echem is more. Peter Echem is a pshat that she has din kila she's a zachar, kila she would be mafkia. That's a din of Peter Echem Talar Echmana. Then it's Ziv, then Hamak Shela, at the end of Shela Kuf Yud Ches, says a Gishmaka Tliya for this Rashi and Teresus. It's a machlekes from Ban and Rosh. Like we said, the two sheetas in that Gemara, very negay, locha lamaisa, b'chol dar v'dar. According to Rav Papa, the only case that a Levi is sheyolda mina p'tura mihachamishlam is sheyolda minachri. If she doesn't have a father, he's not miyuchas after the father. So Meili is a Levi, that's why he's pater. Mashenken, according to my brother, the very submishmei the Rava, even if she's yolda miyisrael, a Levi marries the Yisrael, so her son is the Yisrael, but still, you're pater from Eislam, that's a din of Peter Rechem Tala Rechmana. Now we know that we paskin, like my brev Yosef Mishmei the Rava, any case the mother is a Leviah, the son is Pater from Eislot. The Rishonim did discuss why we paskin that way. So Ramban says, Svara, why are you paskin that way? Because of Agamara. Since Agamara brought my brev Yosef Mishmei the Rava, he brought that Svara, Peter Rechem Tala Rechmana. He didn't bring the Svara of Rav Papa that was talking about Ibrahim Meyakim. So why did Gemara only bring this one? Why did Gemara bring Rav Papa or so? Elamai, because Gemara Paschal, like Ma'ar B'dvesim Shein D'Rav, it's stumb in the Shas that holds the Ma'ar B'dvesim Shein D'Rav, and not like Rav Papa. That's like the Ramban. Zakhtar Rosh, that Raya is not a good Raya. Because Rav Papa is not going to answer the question. According to a prophet, you're not answering the question. You want to answer the question. Why is it that a Leviah, which is a Mafkia, her son is part of Hamei Slon? So now we say, Petarechim Tol Erechmana. The question of Ibn Me'akum is not answering the Shaila B'chlal. So Mel Aikum, I had to say, you could imagine Rav Esav Shnei the Rav, just simply to answer the Shaila. Zakdam Mekshayla, arguing the Machlaikis of Rashi and Taisis. The Ramban held that Pet Derechem Tal Rechman is not answering the question. Ultimately, the answer is Hukshakol Avim Kula Adadi. He says, well, that's what Rabbi Chayi guy knows. He's going in the Shildas to Rabbi Chayi. He holds like Rashi. Pet Derechem Tal Rechman is just stop to say why is a Levi altogether. But we still need the Hekesh to answer the question that she was a Mefkia. So Mel, they could have said like her father also. The reason why he's a Levi is because she's Abba Me'akim, who doesn't have a father. So Mel is no longer Mechayisim Esav Esav. So Mel, he blames a Levi. Mr. Mechayach, the mother. So it's a good raya. Mashenki and the Rosh holds like Taisus. That the Gemara, he wanted to answer the question Mikol Mikol without the Hekesh. He wanted to say, Pet Derechem Tal Rechmanim, we dan kila she's a Zachar. That's only true according to my Brad Vesem Shmei Derava. According to our Papa, we don't dan kila she's a Zachar. V'har raya, when she's Abram Yisrael, we say that he's Chayim in Eslon. So Mela, we don't have any teretz on the Ikka Kasha that she's not Mefkia. Hegishmak Epshat. Now, in the Ikadin, there's a Chuvah Sir Ashbin Simon Shin Samachvah. It's brought down in the Beis Yosef at the end of Simon Shin Chafalef in Yerideim and the Ramadiyah. That the Rosh, when he was still in Germany, sent the Shaila to the Rashba. What's the din if a Isha Leviah owns a Chamar? Does she have to do the din of Mitzvah of Pidyon Peta Chamar? And what's the Shaila? Do you say the only reason why she's Pater is because of Pet Derechem Tal Rechmana. And that only applies to Pinyon and Ben. So by Pinyon and Ben, she has a son, she's part of Pinyon and Ben. Mashen came Pinyon Pet Derechemar. That's not only in Pet Derechem. So Mela should be Chayiv. Or do you say no? There's a Hekesh. Whoever's Bechara Adam is Bechara Be'im Tmeyah. Whoever's Ainu Bechara Adam is Ainu Bechara Be'im Tmeyah. And the Isha is not Bechara Adam. Lamaisa, she's not Bechara Adam. Yim Eze Tam Sheyeh, so she shouldn't be Bechara Be'im Tmeyah. So Mela should be Pater. And then he also declares, as a husband Pater, if someone marries a Leviah, what about is he Mechuyiv to be paid the Pidni Chamarim? And also, what about the Nichsei Mulug? If she, Isha is married, Levi is married to Yisraelis, she owns Chamarim, the Nichsei Mulug is Erev Tur. So the Rashba said, that the first question, of either the din is, that since Lamaisa she's Pater from Bechara Adam, you have the Hekesh. Achpare Tifteh is Bechara Adam, is Bechara Bein Metmeyah Tifteh. Since she's Pater from Bechara Adam, she's Pater from Bechara Bein Metmeyah. And about her husband being Pater, he said, Avadanant. It's only the animals she owns. If the husband owns animals, what does that have to do with her? And about the next name, Malug, he said, since Lamaisa they're her animals, she at least has a Shutvis in them. She has some Shutvis and schuyas in the vladeis, even though the payers go to the Baal, but she has a schuz in them. So Mel, it's called the shutvis of a Leviah, and it would patter. That kind of tshuva siraj. So the Dvar of Ram, the Chela Gimel Simen Zayin Eishches, he wanted to know, what's the Havamina? What was the Tutsdadim? The Rosh goes to ask a Shaila to the Rajba, is a Leviah patter. What's a Leviah different than a Levi? A Levi, the reason why he's Pater and Pidyon Peta Chamar, we say, because of the Hekesh. And so why shouldn't that apply to Levi also? Why should she's Pater and Pidyon Peta Chamar? Why should she also have the Hekesh? So his Mayrach about it goes back and forth a lot. But the Teich and Dvar of Kfiyah Venasi is, he wants a Tuei for Gavaldagi Yisait. We'll say it in this signet. Yesh Lachkar. That a Levi doesn't do Pidyon Aben, is it because the father's a Levi? And when the father's a Levi, that's why there's no din pinyon and ben on the son. A Bechar whose father is a Levi or his father is a Kayin has no din pinyon and ben. Or no, it has nothing to do with the father. It's because the son's a Levi. When the son's a Levi and a Levi, there's no din pinyon and ben. So he wanted to bring a Raya, nothing to do with the father. Because the Gemara says in that from Zion and Beis, if you have a Kayin that had a son that's a Chalol, Kayin married a Grusha and the son's a Chalol. So the father's a Kain, the son's a Chol. The Chol doesn't have a din of a Kain. The Chol has a din of a Yisrael. So the Gemara says the son would really have a din of Pidyon HaBen. Gemara goes into it if the father died after 30 days, the father died before 30 days. Marla Maisa says that the son doesn't have to give the five slum, because just like the father wouldn't have to give the five slum, he could keep it for himself. So the son also, the chi pinyan ben, would come along with the din that he could keep it for himself, like a Yerusha from his father. Baal Kopanim, it's mashav be'etzin, there would be a chi pinyan on the son, even though his father's a kain. Vice states it's because his son's a kain. But then he also wants to answer another kasha. He has a kasha. Every Levi was able to mefkia one bechor. Only one. That's it. Every Levi can mefkia bechor. When they ran out of Levian, the rest of the bechorim had to pay five slot. So Ivazai, why don't you say that every Levi who's a father can only be mefkia one bechor? Let's say he marries two women. And each one has a bechor peter echem limai. Neither of them are pater. Neither of them are chayvim. Both of them are pater. Why? Because he's saying, if he can mefkia a Yisrael, Kol Shekhen can mefkia his son. But he only can mefkia one Yisrael. So Melech only mefkia one son. So the Dvar Avram, Vayisayis, it's not the father being mefkia. The Pshat is the son himself is a Levi. The son's mefkia himself. That's what he wants the two wife. So Melech says, now we can understand the Rosh Hashanah. If the pshat is that the parent is mafkia the child, and the mother also has them to mafkia the child, so Mela, we don't understand the Rosh Hashayla. A Levia can mafkia the child, Pinyan HaBen, of course she can mafkia the Chamar, for the Din of Pinyan HaBen, the Chamar, just like a Levi. What's the difference? By a Levi we say a Hekish, why shouldn't you say the same Hekish by a Levia, Pella? What's B'chlal V'shak Levitaria? But if we're saying Betzim, it's not the parent that's mafkia the child. The child's mafkia himself. The Din of Pet Rechem Atatali Rachman, it means that he's a Levi bin a gay opinion, I bet. See, he's Mefkiah himself. His mother's Bechal not being Mefkiah. His mother has no kayf to Mefkiah Bechayim. So, I bezai, so why should her pet the Chamar be Pater? So, we understand the Shaila. Now, what the Rajba answer? The Rajba said it's a cloud, though. It doesn't matter why they're Pater. Vinishvi, the son, is Lamaisa Pater, so that makes a turn the Chamar. And we understand the tooth stardom. Now, what he's bothered is, if we're saying this, you say that it's not the parent that's mafkia the child, it's a child that's mafkia himself. So, what's Bechlal the Gemara's kasha? Levia leitivka. We're not talking about a Levia anyway, in the cave it can't be a Bechar. We're talking about the son, and the son is a Zachar, and the son is a Zachar, and he's a Levi. So, what's the kasha Bechlal? For whatever reason, the son's a Levi, so he's Mafki himself. What does that have to do with the mother? Mechari the Gemara is Mefurish, not like as you say. Mechari the Gemara is Mefurish that the parent does pat to the child. So Zag the Dvar Avram, and I saw the Chazish also reads the Chasim L'Svara. The Gemara's Kash was like this. How is the son a Levi? Only Mikayach, the mother. The mother's Din Levi, the Levius of the mother, is not a Levius which is Mafki Bechari Yisrael. So the son can't be better than the mother. He's only going to yarish in the din levius as I'm insert levius that can't be mefkia. That's the Gemara's kasha. Betzim is the son that's being mefkia, but since his levius is coming from his mother, and his mother can't be mefkia, so male there won't be kayach in the levius to mefkia. The Chazanish also learns the whole Gemara that way. He learns Ben Chaydish also. It doesn't mean the Ben Chaydish. It means whoever is a descendant of a Ben Chaydish Ben Midbar, he only got Levius, which doesn't have the Kayach Mefkiah, he shouldn't be able to Mefkiah. And what's the Gemara's Teres Petarechim, Tal Rechmana? Like a Ben Gershim. That somehow the Din of Petarechim means you have to look at a Keilu, she's a Zachar, and she does have Kayach to Mefkiah. That's the Din of Petarechim, you have to see Keilu, she's a Zachar. That's what the Dvar Avram learned. But I don't need a word so good. I think if the pshat is that it's not the parent that's being mafkia the child, it's the child being mafkia itself, I bechlal can't see any tzad to say that a Levia, who has no kayach to mafkia herself, the whole thing is not negay, a Levia can't be a bechar, I don't see any tzad to say that the Levia should pater her chamayr from pidyon pater chamayr. She doesn't pater herself from being a bechar, it's not negay of that. So mela, she shouldn't pater pater chamayr. I, a child, is not a bechar. But that's not her. That's a child. Granda, a child, got the Levius from her, and you have to say that her Levius has a din that it could be Mefkiah. But Lamais is not Mefkiah. It's not Negeyavka. I would think the only way you could learn that a Leviah could pater her Chamari from Petah Chamari is you have to say that she does pater the child. We have to find teretz to his kasha from Kayin Chol. Ein chazayin. We get to that sugya. But I understand the shail of the Rosh like this. The Rosh Taka learns like Taisus that the hukash kol leviyim adadi is only leviyim. Legabi leviyis, there is no hukash kulam adadi. If the Rosh would hold hukash kulam kol leviyim kol adadi would include leviyis, if and there'd be no shail, avadi it would be mukash la adadi, they'd patah from pidyon patah from pidyon aben and from pidyon patah chamar. It wouldn't be a shail. And Taisus hukash kol leviyim kol adadi doesn't apply to the leviyis. Why Taka the leviyis patah the son? That's the din of Petter Rechem Tal Rechmano, like you're in the Gershom, you have to look at a kilu, she's a Zachar. So this is the Rosh's Kasha. Be'etzim Leviyah doesn't have a Kayach to Mefkiah. Legami Pidyon HaBen, she has a special din, a special Chiddush HaKro of Petter Rechem, that's kilu, she's a Zachar. But that's only true Legami Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is Petter Rechem Tal Rechmano. Legami Pidyon Petter Chamar, there's no din Petter Rechem Tal Rechmano. So Legami Pidyon Petter Chamar, come to she's a Leviyah. And the Leviyah doesn't have a Kayach Hefka. She only has a Kayach Hefka, Legabi Pinyan Ben, because Legabi Pinyan Ben, we don't dana like in a Keva. We dana kilo she was a Zachar. So Melo, Zachar has a Kayach Hefka. Mashegi Legabi Pinyan Petach Amar, we dana kilo she's in a Keva. And a Keva doesn't have a Kayach Hefka. So Melo, that's why her Chamar will be Chayim. Or do we say, no, a Klal. Lemaisa, she does Legabi Pinyan Petach, Legabi Pinyan Ben. And a chinami, a special xeris the cost of Petter Rechem. But after not xeris the cost of the Meir says she does Petter a son. Oh, so I presume she patters the chamarosa also the hekish. Do you say that the hekish is only someone who has an egg in a kayach beside themselves to patter for binyan aben? So they can patter binyan petter chamar. Mashek and the isha bemsen doesn't have a kayach to patter for binyan aben. It's only a new xeris the cost of Petter Rechem tal rechmana. Like I'm a binyan aben. You look at a kilo, she's a zacher. That xeris doesn't apply to binyan petach hamar, so the guy with binyan petach hamar she's in a cave and she doesn't have kayach. Well, no, since enoch the xeris the cost of shilamaisa does pater a son, even though that kayach she has to pater a son doesn't apply to binyan petach hamar, but you still have a hekish. And for the Rashi, no, it's a klal. Lamaisa she pater, so melech she'll pater the binyan petach hamar also. That's how I would learn the shakla v'taya. It's very meduyik in the words that we shine him there. Because even like the Dvar of Rome that holds it's not the father pattering the son, so even though the son got the Kayach Levius from the mother, but Vina Shvi is not the mother being Mefkiah from him Bechlal. He's being Mefkiah himself, it's not the fact that he's a Levi. So I would say the mother never patters anything from Pinyan Bechar, from Heislam, so I don't know why that would be that she'd be able to patter from Pinyan Petach Hamar. Good. Yesh Laim is that? Like upon him, that's what I would think. And now let's see one more sugya. The Gemara in Amud Beis. The Gemara brings down Rabbi Chanina. Amar Rabbi Chanina, se'echot shel ben Levi pata kame pitri chamarim Yisrael. One se'ev, the ben Levi, patted many petach chamarims of Yisrael. The Gemara brings rayis because it didn't say the extra behemoths, or because of the pasuk ves behemoths, levim tachas behemtam lashin yachid. All the Pitri Chamarin of the Yisrael were nifter by one Sam of a Ben Levi. So Gemara said, Amar Rav Afanan Amitanina. You have a Mishnah later which says, so pay the bay, pamim harbe. You could use one set to be paid a lot of times, the Chamarin. So Gemara says, Rav Chanina, why did Rav Chanina have to say the din? The Mishnah says it already. So Gemara says, Rav Chanina, tamen the mestizim of Farish. He's explaining the reason why. How did the Mishnah know you could use one said to be paid a lot of times, because in the Midbar also, that's how it was done. One Sev ben Levi was paid a lot of chamayim of the Yisraelim. So there's a machlekes Rashi in Taisus. What's the case? Because that's l'chayr pashit. That's what Taisus says. That's avada pashit. That if somebody has two pitcher chamayim, he can only use one Sev. It's a mefurish Mishnah Taisus being shtei chamayim shle birch of yoldish neis chayim neis and shnei tlal makayin. If you have two chamayim and they have two female chamayim which didn't have children and they both have scharim, you have to give two sheep to the kain. You can't just use one sheep. And the chayim, the tam is like this, because even if you could use a sheep for two chamayim, but the sheep has to be your sheep. You can't use a kain sheep to be paid the chamayim. So once you used it once, so now it's already mum and kain. You can't now use mum and kain to be paid the your chamayim. So what's the case? So Rashi says the case is that you were paid it on a sheep, you gave the sheep to the kain, You bought it back from the kohen, now you can use it again. So the Shita Mekvetzes is bothered. What's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? Why should you be able to use it again? What's the Chiddush Bechlal? So the Shita says, from the Teis Kisenius, that maybe the Chiddush is that it's not Nitvas Bekdushas Petach Amar, so you can use it again. So the Meril Gazi on the Mishnah later says that what does it mean? The Chiddush isn't that the sheep, it doesn't have a din Isra. No, everyone knows that the sheep is Chulin, that's Pashit. Now, what the Pshat is, that the Chiddush is, you would think the sheep gets a shame, Pinyin Petach Amar. It is a pinyin. It already was used up as a pinyin. So even though now it belongs to him again, he brought it back from the Kohen, but it's used up. You can't use it again. It's already a chaloy shame, pinyin Petach Amar. That's it. One per customer. This sheep can never be used again. It already was paid it. But Olam is going to have a shame, pinyin Petach Amar. Kamash Malon, that if the Bailam will get it back again, so you can use it again. But Kol Zman, it belongs to the Kain. You have to give it to the Kain. You can't use it again because it belongs to the Kain. Now, Rabbeinu Tam says another case. Rabbeinu Tam says, what if it's a Suffolk? You have a case of a Suffolk Bechor. Within the din is a Suffolk Petach Amar. You have to be mafresh a set to be mafkir the Issa Petach Amar. But you don't have to give the set to the Kain. It might as well be Raya. So let's say you have two Suffolk Petach Amars. So you can mafresh a set for one. And now you're going to keep it out so might as well be Raya. So Mamela, you could use it for the next one. But Rashi Kinnira holds that you can't. We'll have to explain the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Why would Rashi hold by Suffolk that you can't? But first, the Biskarav's Meir, why didn't I say another case, even not by Suffolk? Let's say a Kayan Yarshin Petach Amar from his grandfather that was a Yisrael. So Mamela, he Yarshins his Petach Amars. Now they belong to him. There's a Din Pinyin, but there's not a Din Nesina. So there also, you could use one sheep to be paid, let's say Yarshin 10 Petach Amars, you could use one sheep. Why do you say the case of Suffolk? He could have also said the case where it's a Vade Petach Amar, but there's no Din Nesina because the Kain Yarshin the Petach Amars. So Zagdi Biskurav, and Memes and Azayis Mavur in Taisus later in Afid Aleph. And Taisus later in Afid Aleph is bothered. The Mishnah has two cases there. One is, if you have 10 Suffolk Petach Amars, and there it says Yomafresh 10 says, and the other case is if you Yarshin 10 Petach Amars, a Kain Yarshin 10 Petach Amars from his grandfather that was Yisrael, what's his Mafresh 10 says? So Taisa says like this. Taisa says, the first case would be a Raya to Rashi, because why does it say if he has 10 Suffolk Petach Amars, his Mafresh 10 says? The Chayyar 1 says, also good enough like a Benetam. So the first case is a Raya to Rashi that by a Suffolk, you have to be mafresh a separate set for each one. But the second case is even Shver and Rashi. Even Rashi should be maskim that if he actually owns the Chamars and he's just being mafresh a set to Mefkiyah Me'isra, even Rashi should hold that you could be mafresh one set for all 10. That's what he says, that the 10 is Lav Dafka. So in a case who is mafresh 10, he really doesn't have to be mafresh 10. But what's the chilik tainid derav? What's the chilik between the case of Suffolk? Would here, Rabbeinu Tam holds, there's a chiddush. There's a chiddush. That the chiddush that even though you're going to keep it, but it's a chiddush that you can mafresh one for all 10. Now, shengen, in the case where the pshat is you own the Petach Amar, but the kohen yarshin the Petach Amar from his grandfather, that's Yisrael. So he owns the Petach Amar, and he's only mafresh lefkum yisur, he's not mafresh to give it to a kohen. There is no chiddush. So Zog de Briskerav Azai. By the case where Yibachal has no din nesina b'teres vadai, so that's pashit. It's the same thing as if he gave it to the kain. That's pashit. Just like Rabbeinu Tam is naming on that there's no chiddush. Once you give a pet to a kain, I've had this ice pinyin petach amar. Rabbeinu Tam holds there's no havamina that it remains a petach amar its whole life. Avad, it's only a Petach Amar if there's a din. There's a din that you give it to the Kayin, that gives it a shame Petach Amar. So that's why you can't use it again. But if there's no din to give it to the Kayin, so then it doesn't have a shame Petach Amar, Bechlal. It's already ice. That's it. It's finished. It's a Sechulin. Rashi held, even after you give it to a Kayin, there's a Havin, it still is a shame Petach Amar. The Pasuk's telling you not that way. Who a din in the case where it's a Vade Petach Amar? Rashi would hold also, without the Pasuk, you might say, it has a chaloy shame, pidyon petach amar, and that lives forever. But now, the pasuk saying it's okay, you could be paided again. And the pshat is it's yours. So Melavani can be paided again. But you need a pasuk for it. But according to many times, you don't need a pasuk for the case where you bought it back from a kain. Because once there's no more dinim, Avan is no more din, there's no chalai shem pinyin petach amar, it's without a pasuk. So who a din, a kain, that yarshin from his grandfather, pinyin petach amar, and he was paid with a seh, Avan is no more din, that's pashat he could be used to say again. That's without the pasuk. So why is suffolk different? Suck the risk of, because the suffolk be'etzim on the tzad, that it is a petach amar, so the taka belongs to the kain. So Itaka has a dinah seen into a kain. So on that side, he has dinah. Not as that. Mevalt it's a suffix. Hamazgoveraya, he's allowed inside the dinah mominis to them on the other side. But as I would have a have him in it, that lemaisa, to use it to be paid another one, is a suffix to Aisa lechumra. On the side, that it's Taka a chamar, so Taka has dinah. He didn't give it to a kain yet. So maybe this still is a petah chamar. If he gave it to the Kayin, Avada, there's no dinim left. There's no dinim left. Avada doesn't have a din petach amar. It's mamish like any other sheep. There's no havim in it. Lies with this din of petach amar. If there's no dinim. But on Suffolk, there is dinim. There is dinim. There's a din to give it to the Kayin on the tzad that's a petach amar. Now, you don't have to do this din because of the Suffolk, because you don't know this din. But since on that side there is such a din, so then you need a pasuk to tell you that you can use the petach amar again. If you take, I have to give it to a kain, then it's not yours, so you can't be paid. But here, be'etzim, it's yours because of the suffix. I'm asking over, are you allowed to use it? So it's a chiddush because l'maisef kamish ma'egalya yitzvach it's a chamar, so then you'd have to give it to a kain. So that's a chiddush. It's still called a pet chamar because there is a tzad that you'd have to give it to the kain, even though l'maisef we pass and you don't. So what's the machlekes? What's the svaris of machlekes of Benetam and Rashi? I mean, if Tom holds it by a suffix, you're allowed to use it again. And Rashi holds no. Rashi has to make the case where he gave it to the kain and put it back. By a suffix, he wouldn't be allowed to use it again. As like the stipe of Kapshuta, you could learn. And the shaila is, when you zeich and something at some ice mel veraya, does that work for Isser also? Does that make it yours that you could even use it legabe Isurim also? Well, no. Legabe Mammon, it's not a shash of gzela, you're allowed to use it. But Lagabi Isser, you still have a din of Suffolk deraisa l'chumra, you won't be able to use it for Isser. I mean, the Tom holds, once the Mammon is a Iska Paskin, so that worked for Isser also. I don't have to be chayshish that it really belongs to the Kayin, that really the first one was a Petach Amar, because if I swear a Paskin's Isser, now I can use it for Mammon, now I can use it for Isser also. And Rashi goes, no, I might as well have a Raya Paskin's the Mammon, I don't have a problem with Zayla, but Lamaisa to use it for Benegei Isser. I have to be chayish to say, "Sveik is savik deraisa l'chumra." That's what you might say. Pashtus is the machlokes Rashi in the Benetam. Now the stipler says, "Mirdal Gazi asks the kashus." The Gemara by Metzia Davavim and Beis that by a savik bechar, the savik if it's your mum or not, you'll only use it for meiser. And the Gemara brings the right from there that talk for kain Metzia miyaday, and the kain has no right to grab it. It's yours, but the meiser it's yours because of meiser v'raya. And you're allowed to use it for Maisa Behemah. So if the din is by Safik Mama and the Takvakai and Metziah Miyadai, so I can use it for Maisa Behemah, and that's the Mishnah. It's the same Mishnah, really, as Paid by Kamapam, as Sveikis Nechnasim Adir Lissaser. You're allowed to use the Safik. If you have a Safik Petach Amar, and you're Mafresh Asleh, and now you're using that Seth for Maisa Behemah, you're allowed to use it for Maisa Behemah to Pati Yivadoim. Because it also blibes yours, because I'm Ezekiel Veraya. So you see that once it's yours, the guy I'm Ezekiel Veraya, you're allowed to use it. He brings the Stiplos, he brings the Gvur Sari and Yuma, says that you see another din. Now, Lacha is, if you have a suffix if something was taken Meiser, so the din is you take Meiser and it blibes yours, because I'm Ezekiel Veraya. So if you have food that's a suffix Moser, so you mafresh Meiser, but you eat it. So let's say you mafresh Meiser Rishon. But then what else do you do? You also mafresh Chumas Meiser. So the Chayra, on the tzad that it's not yours, and the tzad that belongs to the Levi, the Chumas Meiser is not Chal. So how is the Chumas Meiser Chal? Because of a Meiser Chumas Veraya. Elamai, you see, that a Meiser Chumas Veraya could tell you that you could part to the Yisr, you could take off Chumas Meiser from Meiser Rishon, which is only yours, also a Meiser Chumas Veraya. You see also a Klaikai from that Gemara, that it works. So what's Pshat in Rashi? Why shouldn't the Meitzchem El Varaya tell you that it's yours and the Melech use it for the next Pinyin Petach Hamar? So Pshim Mishkab says, and the Stipler really says, come out the same Yisoid, Pshim Mishkab is in Shari Yesha, Shari Hei Perig Zayin, that Pshim Mishkab says it Lepshitas. The Stipler asks it as a Chakira. He says, what's the Pshat that a Seh could be a Pinyin for a Hamar? Something has to be chal in the seh. Has to be a chalais in the seh. If nothing's chal in the seh, how could it be a pinyin for a chamar? How could a seh be paid the chamar if nothing's chal? So what's chal? What's chal is a din of mam and kuna. So by a suffix, what's chal? It doesn't become mam and kain. It remains mam and yisrael to metzko el varaya. Terry says it is chal something. It's chal, that's a suffix mam and kain. That let's say Leo would come and tell you that it was a chamar, so the kain would have it. So that's a suffix mamon kain, that's also called a chalais. And let's say you have something which is a suffix, and now you want to use it for a vaday, so that would also be a chalais. It's chal in vaday mamon kain. But if you have something which is already a suffix mamon kain, and you want to be paid another suffix chamar, so what's going to go vaita? It will be a suffix mamon kain, it's already a suffix mamon kain. Would it be a vaday mamon kain? No, it won't be a vaday mamon kain. So nothing will change in its momentistic status. That can't be opinion. So Reb Shimon, when he says his svar of Rashi, he says, forget, he's like bothered with Rebbeinu Tam. Because according to Rebbeinu Tam, that you could use it again, what's changing? Nothing's changing. How could that be called opinion? But he says, Mechayim, the right to Rebbeinu Tam is what happened in the Midbar. In the Midbar, the Sev, the Levi, became opinion for the Chamar of the Yisrael. And what changed? Nothing changed in the status. Nothing happened to it. It didn't become Mamakayim. It didn't get any Kedusha. How can that be opinion? He says he's taka bothered by it. Why taka is it opinion? Why was it b'midbar opinion? He didn't see anyone talk about it. But he buys shver abyssal. But the Stipler says like this. The Stipler says, that's the chakira. And that could be the machlekes Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam. The Rashi holds that the opinion is mitzad that it's mamon kain. That is the opinion. Ayidei the seh becoming mamon kain, that's what makes that the chamar loses its kedusha. So Nela, that's also when it becomes Mamun Kain, or even if you make it into a Suffolk Mamun Kain, so it gets a Chalai Shem Suffolk Mamun Kain, that also is enough to make the Chamar lose its Kedusha, even though the Yisrael will be able to keep it as Maisim Chal Varayah, but it's a different status. Before it was Vadahis, and now it's a Suffolk Mamun, which he gets as Maisim Chal Varayah. If Elio would come and tell you that it's Mamun Kain, it'll be Mamun Kain, that also makes it a different status. Mashayim Kain, if it's already a Suffolk Mamun Kain, so you're not changing the Mamunus at all, so that can't be opinion. And was Rebbeinu Tam? The Rebbeinu Tam says, no, thus alone, the Seh could be opinion without any Chalais Din happening to the Seh. Granted, the Din is, whenever it's opinion, granted, that it becomes Mamun Kain, not that that opinion is that it becomes Mamun Kain. There's a Chalais Shein opinion, and there's a Din, that when you pay it, it becomes Mamun Kain. Here it's a Suffolk opinion, so Mel Mezgo Varayah. But the pinyin could still go on because the pinyin works even without the din mamon kain. But the Stipler says if that's the pshat, it's a mafurish raya to Rebbeinu Tam. The Pelawar Reb Shimon did bring this raya. The case that we mentioned before, that if a kain yarshins a petach hamar, a suffolk petach hamar from Avi Yema Yisrael, where there the din is in mafurish a tleh, and it's his, then nothing happens with the tleh. Nothing changes in the mamonis of the tleh. The tleh is mamish is. It's a vade petach hamar, but he's a vade kayin. He's mafish a tleh. The tleh is his. The chayin should see from that klar that the din pinyin has nothing to do with mamon kayin. It could be pinyin stam. It's a chalei shem pinyin. Even though no din happened to the set, doesn't become mamon kayin, no kedusha happened, nothing, but still could be paida. So the chayin, that should be a raya that you don't need the din mamon kayin for the pinyin. So vayt it's a bissel shver, was pshat and rashi that you can't use it for sveikis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.